four days right there, been mobile.
Great check, sir. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, David. It is after 12 o'clock.
That's correct. It's actually after 1 o'clock.
And so far?
I will once I get this last customer done.
All right, and watch the solar winds.
We tried to. We couldn't see them from our location. We got a lot of trees around us, but the kids, they saw it. They're over in Lyman. And their yard doesn't have as many trees as we do, and they actually took some photos.
Photos online. I lived at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just happened to wake up, and I went and looked. I could see there was a red tent in that area, but there's a hill over there. So it was probably on the other side of the hill where it was really red. So I didn't really get to see it, but I saw a bunch of pictures. They were cool.
I saw the Northern Lights years ago when I was living up in New York still. We went up to our church's property, and there were the Northern Lights up there. But I tell you what, is it going to affect the radio communications, you think? You're saying it's a pretty bad event we got coming up.
But right now, so if it was going to be a negative effect, it would be. When I called the net last night, just about everybody was extremely clear. Like, we had all kinds of ions in the atmosphere to bounce signals off of. They weren't hurting it at all. They were enhancing it, if anything.
I wonder how low bands were. I didn't turn my HF rig on last night. Maybe I should have.
Well, two guys came in. One came in and said, you know, you can bounce signals off Lower Dallas. It's like a curtain, and you can bounce signals off of it. And it will sound like somebody's whispering when you're talking to them. But it'll be lower in volume, and it'll sound like a whisper, and it's kind of, it'll like fade in and out or fade around. And well, that was one, and another one was some ham radio operators from 6 Mile came in, and they said they could see it clear as could be from 6 Mile. And that was getting toward the end of the net, and then I was getting anxious to get off of the net because I wanted to go out there and see it.
Yeah. We're thinking about taking a ride up to Sassafras Mountain tonight. Maybe we can catch some of it.
We're near O'Neill when you come up to the top of the hill. Between O'Neill and Lake Robinson, there's a church with a parking lot up there, and I'm thinking about riding up there because when you're at the peak of that hill, you can see all of the Blue Ridge Mountains up into it looks like Tennessee. From Georgia to Tennessee, you can just see the whole chain of the Blue Ridge Mountain chain, and the southern tip of the Appalachian. And I'm thinking that would be a good vantage point to see them because you're looking north at that point.
Anyway, Dave, let me cut it short here. I'm about just a few minutes out to my customer, and I'm already upsetting people by cutting them off, trying to make a left turn. You have a good afternoon, sir. Be careful, and we'll catch you again. W4DJW, KB2HXS.
All right, David. Enjoy your weekend. KB2HXS, W4DJW Mobile.
73, Dave. KB2HXS, clear.
For ZLK, K4WCL. WCL in the mobile.
For HKX.
048 something. I didn't get the whole thing. Had the broadcast radio on. You got John here. Good afternoon. Mobile here just north of Pickens.
It's Patrick, KO4HKX, Hotel Kilo X-ray. We spoke before. I just sat down, been out cutting the grass, and come in to cool off for a minute.
Patrick, yeah, I thought I recognized your voice. Yeah, you're the tool man. Hopefully you're doing good. Hopefully, I think you told me you work from home base on Friday, so hopefully you had a good end of the week there, and good day to be cutting grass. Not too warm out there. Probably not sweating too bad.
It's 67 up here at the moment, so not complaining at all.
Took the dog out about an hour ago, and I actually threw on a sweatshirt. We jumped on the golf cart last night about 11:30 and drove down to the bottom of the mountain to see if we could see the northern lights. And I had shorts on and a sweatshirt, and I was cold. And I didn't think to look at the thermometer when I left, but when I got back, it was like 57 degrees. So it got pretty chilly last night. Did you have a chance to see the northern lights?
I couldn't see them from my house. Got too many trees blocking my northern view, so I couldn't see them. But I may go out tonight and just try to get out away from the house and see if I can see them. Seen lots of pictures of them, so it looks like if you take a picture of it, your camera can see it more than you can.
Same issue with the trees, and I've got all the tall peaks right behind me. Pinnacle Mountain, Sassafras, Horse Mountain. We're like right at the base of the mountain. So we drove down to the golf course where it's flat, and the only obstruction down there was Pinnacle Mountain. But I thought I might see something above Pinnacle Mountain, but I did not. We ran into some guy walking his dog down there about 11:30, and he said about 45 minutes before that he saw him. But all my friends in North Georgia, you know, where I live, they were posting pictures on our Signal chat group, and wow, they had some amazing pictures. I felt very cheated. That, you know, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing that you see them this far south. I felt cheated I didn't get to see them myself. So, like you, I'm also hoping to see them this evening, but I don't think the probability is as high as it was yesterday.
But give it a try anyway. It's worth the effort.
How we say in the work world, doesn't cost you anything to ask. So ask for that order or whatever. So yeah, we'll try it again tonight for sure. Hopefully business has been good for you.
Up a little bit here in the last 2-3 weeks, but still not where I'd like for it to be.
Attribute that to all the inflation. People just don't have as much disposable income to spend on new tools.
But some of it, I think, is people are spent out and they can't spend any more because they're so far in debt already. I mean, when you're dealing with customers hand-to-hand and they're having to sort through credit cards and debit cards, and you kind of get that impression.
Well, that's not good, and I have heard that credit card debt is like the highest it's ever been. So hopefully things will change. Hopefully things will pick up for you. I have to say our business has been pretty good so far this year. I don't know if you know, I'm in the roofing industry. I work for a roofing distributor. Pretty much have done the same thing for 41 years. Matter of fact, my company has an office up here in Greenville, but I work out of the Atlanta office. And I'm having a pretty good year. I don't rely a whole lot on new construction, which has slowed down. You know, I have a good mix of new construction, and then, you know, there's one great thing about the roofing industry, this continual retrofit work. You know, roofs only last about 20 years, so there's a lot of retrofit work. So I got a good little mix of new stuff, retrofit stuff, commercial, residential. Seems like if one segment of the market slows down, the other one kind of carries me through.
For HKX. Well, John, I don't think I knew what you did, but it's good to know you're in roofing, and hopefully, it looks like or sounds like it's been good to you over the last 40 years, so that's a good thing.
Commerce industry, you know, it's just roofing, but I have done very well in 40 years, so no complaints. I work for a really good company, too. You know, like most every industry, the roofing distribution industry is pretty much run by 2-3 major players. As a matter of fact, Home Depot actually bought one of the big competitors, national company. And I work for a little podunk independent distributor with nine branches. But it's family-owned. You get treated well. You get compensated well. I'll give you a real small example of what a great company I work for. Yesterday, I got an email. You know, 4th of July is on a Thursday this year. And I told my wife, it would not surprise me if the owner just didn't give us Friday off as well. And sure enough, I got an email from the HR girl yesterday saying that we would be closed Thursday and Friday for 4th of July and, you know, get paid for both days. So little small things like that are, you know, what makes everybody there very, very happy employees.
And it's amazing how the small things like that will help boost morale for the company all the way around. But unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there that don't realize that.
For corporate America, a good chunk of my career, and I've been here 16 out of the 41 years, and it's been the best 16 years of my life, for sure. I'm curious, how did you get into doing what you're doing? Did you work in the tool industry beforehand? I'd like to hear a little bit about that story.
Work in the tool industry, exactly. I was a mechanic for Ford and GM and Chrysler for almost 20 years. So I was on the other side using the tools and putting them to work for me in that aspect. That's how I got into it.
Big leap of faith there, going from a very secure job to, you know, being an entrepreneur. And I'm sure you had to make a pretty good capital investment to get into that. My son-in-law is a ASE certified mechanic, and he keeps people like you in business.
Keep a few tool guys in business over the years, too. And it was a big leap of faith, and yeah, there is a substantial amount of money you got to put up to buy the franchise or buy the inventory for the franchise. But all in all, really wasn't too bad, and I always had the comfort of knowing that I can go back anytime and start turning wrenches again.
Having that security, knowing that, you know, you always have that to fall back on, but do you miss that, or are you enjoying what you're doing now, K4WCL?
What I'm doing now, and there are days that I miss turning wrenches, the challenge of it, because, you know, you get a problem, and then you fix it, and you step back and say, you know, you can say, I did that. I fixed this problem. And where I was at the dealer level, so I was seeing a lot of stuff before it made it out to the independent guys. So we seen a lot of things and helped the engineers along the way there fix it and come up with repairs for it. So I enjoyed it for the most part, but it got to the point where I was doing more paper shuffling because of the way the warranty started working. Is what was killing it for me.
That's one thing I hate about my job is the, we used to call it paperwork, I guess computer work, but how long have you been doing what you're doing?
It's 9.5 years now. I'm coming up on every 10 years you have to renew your contract with Matco, so I'm in the process of doing that now.
Now, what happens, like, let's say, I don't know how old you are, but this is something heavy on my mind because I just turned 64 in March, so retirement is pretty much right around the corner for me. When you get ready to retire, do you sell the franchise? How does all that work? I guess it's like any business. You're selling the business, right? And I would think that the new owner of the territory and all that probably would have to be approved by Matco?
That's the case. And we sell our accounts receivable for a percentage so much on the dollar. I don't want to get into the details over the air. And then they have to be approved just like I did when I started. But, yeah, that's how it pretty much works.
That's how many more years you got left to work?
I turned 49 yesterday, so I got a ways to go.
My birthday to you. Next year, the big 50. I think I was probably in my mid-50s before I even really, you know, thought, hey, yeah, that might happen someday. I was, let's see, we've been coming up here to South Carolina for 10 years now. It was 10 years in March. And so I guess I was 54 then. And, yeah, it wasn't even on the horizon then. So, you know, my wife and I always talk like, yeah, we're going to retire up here. But that always seems so far away. But now it actually seems real. I'm looking forward to living up here full time. Such a huge difference in the quality of life and everything, just so different from where we live in Georgia. You know, where we live used to be the country, and now it's like the hustle and bustling suburbs and gotten way overcrowded, way overbuilt. I kind of like the peace and quiet up here. You know, you can go into Pickens on a Friday or Saturday and go stop at the Walmart, and you're not standing in line for 20 minutes waiting to check out and bumping rear ends with people. Well, I guess you do that a little bit in the aisles, but yeah, it's a totally different experience. Are you from the area?
I was born right here where I'm living at in the county. So my parents have moved away a couple times, and then they got divorced and separating Dad and Blue to Texas. So I've been drugged back and forth between here and Texas, south of Houston, a couple times, but I'm done with that. I don't care for the big city either, and Greenville's too big for me at times, so it's nice to go down there during the day and leave in the evening and come back up here to where I'm at.
I'm not sure if I know exactly where you live. Aren't you like in northern Greenville County somewhere?
I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, just across the state line.
All right. We like Brevard. It's a nice little town. We like to go up there to the Twin Dragons.
Exactly where you're talking about. The locals call it the Red Roof.
About every other month or so, and then we usually go up 178. Sometimes we'll go up to Sassafras Mountain, and then when we come back down, we always come down 276 and usually make a stop at Caesar's Head, and sometimes we'll run over to Pretty Place if we got the time. But yeah, it's a nice little town up there.
I'm not familiar with the area. If you know where DuPont State Forest is, I live within 3 miles of it, 3 or 4 miles of it.
Outside of town, correct?
HGX, more the east side of town.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm real familiar, but, you know, like, so we go up there. Couple of times we've eaten downtown. I think we ate at Mayberry's once, and a couple of other places there. Isn't there an old restaurant there, kind of like a 50s kind of place? They do hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff.
On the corner of Georgia Street and 64, but unfortunately they closed up.
It seemed like it'd been there forever.
It'd been there since I was, before I was born. And the little diner had been there for a long time.
Was he of COVID?
City, I'm not exactly sure. I don't go into any of the shops in town. I just stay away from them. Most of the people in there aren't locals anymore, so I just avoid it.
I get that because Brevard does seem like it's very touristy, if you know what I mean.
Exactly what you mean, John, and it is very touristy anymore.
Well, we'll still continue to come up there and go to Twin Dragons. Matter of fact, I think we're about due for a Brevard run, but we're down in Easley now. So I'm going to make this my final because we're going to stop at the Silver Bay. But I got to drop a sympathy card here at the Easley Post Office since I breezed right by the Pickens Post Office and didn't stop. But the mail probably goes from Pickens to Easley anyway before it gets sent out to wherever it goes to. Patrick, enjoy chatting with you, man. Enjoy your weekend, and yeah, take it easy on the grass there. So I'll listen out for your final. I got about 2-3 minutes before I destinate. And if you hear Shane in there, tell him I was looking for him. I haven't heard Shane. Shane usually gets on the Gainesville, Georgia repeater in his travels to and from, and I usually catch him at least once a week, and I haven't talked to Shane in probably a month. Matter of fact, the last time I talked to him was eyeball to eyeball. We were over in Pumpkin Town at the Pumpkin Town Cafe, and he heard me on the radio, I guess, that we were going there. Or no, he's on our signal group, and him and his wife stopped in there one day when we were eating lunch, so we got to say hello to Shane. 73, Patrick. Have a good Saturday. K4WCL.
Good talking to you, and you be careful out there. And if I hear him, I will definitely let him know you were looking for him. K4HGIC. I'll be clear. 73.
You having a good day? NC9B.
Dion, went to breakfast with my son this morning and come home and worked out in the yard and got that all buttoned up for the day, and now I'm just sitting in here enjoying a nice cold Pepsi.
Yeah, they're sitting there listening to y'all's conversation. Get back and relax. If you're thinking about going outside, I'm not sure I want to do that or not, but I probably will.
Outside, I mean, I cut the grass, weed-eated, picked up all the sticks and stuff in the yard, and barely even broke a sweat.
I mowed the grass yesterday. Might go down and weed eat a little bit. Finish that up. Get it all looking nice. But we're still lounging around, not doing a whole lot. Heard you in there. Thought I'd holler at you. I don't get to work tomorrow. They canceled my work for tomorrow, so I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Saturday, honey.
Oh, not tomorrow. Yeah. Wife says, tomorrow's Sunday. I won't be working Monday. Excuse me.
That I knew what you meant. No, I was going to say something, but... And remind you that tomorrow is Mother's Day, so you don't forget that, too, since you're trying to skip Sunday altogether.
It's good. We've already talked about it and planned it out. We'll do the same thing we do every day.
That, well, the wife and I will go to church, and then we'll come home. My son's coming over. I'll probably grill out some hamburgers or hot dogs or something on the grill, and we'll go from there.
It's definitely in the forecast. I woke up this morning craving some red meat, so I might be doing that this evening. We'll just have to see. But, yeah, it got a little windy out there. I was outside earlier getting some stuff out of the wife's car we picked up yesterday, did some grocery shopping, too, and ended up going to Sam's Club, Walmart, you know, doing the usuals. That's always fun. Always costly.
That Sam's is never a cheap trip. I don't care. If we're going for one thing, it still winds up being an expensive trip.
As we got home and realized there's about 4 or 5 eggs we didn't even think of picking up, so we have to make another trip out sooner or later.
Roger that. And the wife is outdoor dashing with the son, and then she's got a ladies' meeting tonight at the church, so I've got the evening to myself.
The same boat. I was going to play in the yard a little bit. We'll see where it goes from there. But, I just heard you in there, Patrick. Thought I'd give you a shout. And maybe talk to you a little bit later. We'll see. But 73, good to hear you, and talk to you later. NC9V, clearing your file.
B, good to talk to you. And y'all have a good day and a good Sunday if I don't talk to you again, Leon. You and Miss Wendy, KO4HKX. I'm clear. 7-3.